Life as We Know It with Tom Walton.
Once in a while, someone much younger than me takes note of my advancing years and assumes I have wisdom to impart. They have questions. I generally play along rather than acknowledge that what I know is dwarfed by what I don't. Here are a few things I think I know, although I could be wrong. First, every few years, commentators and analysts insist that the country's divided, perhaps irreparably, by political philosophy, religious beliefs, race or ethnic background. But blessed with a strong democracy, we've survived our differences and we keep on trucking. Will the same hold true this time? Well, let's pray it does. Half the country swears by our president. The other half swears at him. Second, 25 years or so from now, someone will be elected president whose name is unknown to us now. Perhaps it will be a woman, which will provoke the obvious question, what took us so long? Third, the cost of a college education will continue to soar beyond the ability of millions of Americans' young people to afford it. If only the rich can afford to go to college, only the rich will run the country. How's that working out? I don't see it as a good thing. Fourth, ignorance about our great nation is rampant and embarrassing. Ask 100 people to point to Idaho on a map of the United States, and how many would get it right? 3/4? Half? Congratulations for your boundless optimism. I don't share it. I would guess 1 in 4, tops. I don't excuse myself on this issue. Show me a map of Ohio and ask me to locate Tuscarawas County, and I don't have a clue. Turns out it's south of Cleveland and northeast of Columbus. Its county seat is New Philadelphia, not to be confused with Old Philadelphia, which I'm pretty sure I can find on a map of Pennsylvania. Let's move on to some things I don't know. So many to choose from. First, I don't know why so many people are resistant to traffic roundabouts. When used as directed, they really do move traffic efficiently. Second, I don't know how to apply the intricacies of algebra to everyday life. I can sum up what I remember from high school algebra in 5 words. The means equal the extremes. That's about it. I was mighty proud of that C-. Third, I don't know what it is about an athletic contest that turns otherwise rational human beings into stark, raving mad men and women. My perspective is skewed a bit because I served as a high school baseball umpire for the Ohio High School Athletic Association for several years. The kids were a delight. The parents, not so much. Fourth, I don't know why the short line I'm in at the supermarket crawls so slowly while the long line of carts one lane over breezes through. Maybe the easiest explanation is the obvious one, the price check. I get stuck behind price checks a lot. It's a bottle of spaghetti sauce, or maybe a loaf of bread, or perhaps a can of soup that for some reason the scanner can't read. Come on, charge the lady $2 and let's move along. I could share a lot of other stuff I don't know. There's so much of it. Instead, I'll embrace this simple truism. Acquiring knowledge is one thing. Acquiring wisdom is another.
Life as We Know It is written and hosted by Tom Walton and is a production of WGTE Public Media. Life as We Know It with Tom Walton can be heard on WGTE FM 91 every Monday afternoon during All Things Considered at 5:44 p.m. or hear past episodes at wgte.org/life.